Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in Everett, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and the chance to make your own glass pumpkin during Shacktoberfest today through the 25th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We have the O'Connor Band in the woodshed today. Take it away, my friends. Here for our studio session today, and we are so happy to have you here. You know, you got on the stage about 12 years old, right, first, and then started winning national championships while you were still a teenager. Was it 4 national championships in fiddle and guitar, mandolin too?
Yeah.
Busy guy.
I learned all those instruments in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington.
Right on.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I know. We just visited my old hometown yesterday, and it brought back a lot of memories.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm wondering, you know, your segues in your career have been fantastic. You know, you start, you know, like when you're making those records, right? Okay, I'm getting kicked out of Girls Catholic High School. Okay. So you were definitely an overachiever in my book. but it didn't make you unfriendly. You're a darn nice fellow. We're glad you're here. The classical music, you've had an amazing career in classical music. And as an author, you know, creating the O'Connor Method for string instruments and, you know, teaching people, phenomenally successful. Wow. And finally, you get to play with your family. This is what coming home's about. Tell us how that came about, Mark.
Just incredible. Well, some of the folks here from Seattle may have caught our Christmas show. We've been putting it on for 5 years in a row now. And I started gradually, you know, basically asking members of my family to join the Christmas tour, which tours for 3 weeks each December. It's called An Appalachian Christmas. And by last year, all four of us, my wife Maggie, my daughter-in-law-to-be Kate, and my son Forrest, were on the tour. And we were just sitting around going, oh my gosh, we sound really good together. We should keep this going past December. So here we are.
Well, I think that's just a great idea. And it's, you know, the family band, I think, is a real deeply rooted part of bluegrass music, you know, for me, from hearing these families and hearing, you know, but you're not around one ribbon mic. So in that way, it's not a traditional bluegrass. It's definitely contemporary. It sounds great.
We could get around one ribbon mic. We actually talked about it. We've been through different and various formats on stage. Actually, we're playing all acoustic for you today. Sometimes on our bigger stages, we'll plug in. But yeah, I mean, it really is an interesting tradition in bluegrass, especially with all the family bands. I mean, I had never really pictured myself being in an opportunity like that to put one together. So it just last few years, just an amazing opportunity and revelation that my family members are so good at music, and that I helped inspire them to play in the first place is just incredible.
You know, one of the things that is remarkable, and it's unusual in contemporary bluegrass, in my knowledge of it, to have the three fiddles in one band.
Yeah,
three fiddles in one band. I mean, yeah. how do you separate them? Well, the sound wise.
I know. Well, it just so happened that everybody gravitated towards fiddle in our family. So we had
how
to figure
odd.
Out, I know, we had to figure out how to make that work.
So I gave that up after a couple
except
months.
The sun,
except
right?
Forrest, yeah. But his mandolin is very closely associated with the fiddle, you know, the same fingering, the same four kind of strings. And you even got F-holes on the instrument too, yeah. But so we all of a sudden we're faced with three fiddles, and, you know, if you drew up a band, you might say, well, we don't need three fiddles. But since we have them, we came up with some really beautiful ways to arrange the fiddles. So the album Coming Home, our new album, which actually is at the atop of the Billboard Bluegrass charts this week.
Just barely 2 weeks out.
I know, it's just incredible.
That's beautiful. How can you show us how the three sounds work together?
You want to give a demonstration of the three fiddles? Okay, so we'll start with the fiddle pads, and then you'll hear fiddle rhythm, and then third you'll hear fiddle lead. So let's give you a demonstration. Perfectly orchestrated for a new modern bluegrass band such as the O'Connor Band.
Well, I would love to hear more of that in a song. We have an instrumental up next, right? We're planning on Jerusalem Ridge.
Yes.
It's on the new album.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to mention on that?
I'm particularly proud of this cut. We put some instrumentals on this album along with these great vocals that my family's singing. This is a bluegrass classic composed by Bill Monroe and Kenny Baker. And I love this tune for us because it really features the whole band instrumentally, all the virtuosity that's coming out of these amazing players. So here's our version of Jerusalem Ridge.
All right. This is the O'Connor Band. Thank you, Mark O'Connor, 88.5. Proud to connect you with O'Connor Band. Connor Band is here in our studio session at 88.5, and it's so wonderful to connect you with them because they're fine folks. I mean, everybody in the whole building was just like, wow, they're really nice, you know. And it's so great to hear that music. And when you and Maggie were playing, you and your wife were playing, it sounded like one fiddle.
Yeah, we've been playing together for a few years now.
Hey.
And I know, and Maggie, yeah. I mean, she could talk more about it too.
Yeah, well, we've only known each other for like 2.5 years, right?
Yeah.
But it was like that the first day. It was very magical. We played a fiddle duo actually the day we met, and now we get to play it with the band. We played Emily's Reel, and we'll be playing that tonight at Jazz Alley.
Excellent. Well, now I also heard that you had you guys played at your own wedding. Can you pull anybody in to do the gig or what?
We ran out of money.
We pulled Forrest.
Weddings are like that.
We pulled Forrest in to play a little bit too.
Yeah, Forrest played beautiful mandolin for us. Actually, Forrest played mandolin while Maggie walked down the aisle. Yeah, so
and
that was a good
crying.
One.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just a couple of you were a child prodigy. Did you have like any bad hiccups growing up? Because we see all these child prodigies kind of crumble at some point. You know, not all of them, but it's so great to have someone who's just been, you know, done so many great things and success all the way along.
Yeah, I had to learn a lot of lessons. I was a soloist, you know, when I was a kid, so it was hard transition entering the full-time music business growing up that way. And I had to learn how to become someone that shared the stage, basically. I really needed to figure out how to do that. Because in American music, the best soloists, the best musicians are collaborators. And so I became a real chief collaborator. I became a sideman. I played on everybody else's albums. I collaborated with, you know, all kinds of big stars that were had a bigger spotlight than I did. And that was really good for me psychologically and musically, everything. And that's what I think helps me, you know, be in a band like this, a democratic band where you have to share ideas. And I love doing that. And so, yeah, so there was a transition. A lot of prodigies don't make that transition very right. well at all. And some of them do end up quitting music altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are so blessed that you found Ed's answers and that they came to you, you know, in a fine way, sometimes a hard way, but, you know, that's how you learn. And so another thing I wanted to ask you about, because this actually one of our listeners wearing a hat in honor of you, because you are just renowned as a hat person.
It's rubbing off on the band.
Yeah, I see that. I didn't wear a hat because I had to take my headphones on and off. I have tons of hats. Where'd that start?
Well,
the fedoras you're more well known for.
It started with the cowboy hats when I was a kid. And the reason why I was trying to do that is because I was playing, you know, music from the South, and I grew up in Seattle. So everybody looked at me kind of like, well, you're not supposed to be able to do that from up there, you know. And so I wanted to kind of be like the Texans or be like the Tennesseans. And so I started wearing cowboy hats when I was a kid to kind of blend in a little bit better when I went South. And it just kind of stuck. And, you know, so I, and I like wearing hats. So.
Well, we're wrenching Seattle, and I really wanted to, there's kind of like this fuzzy Mark O'Connor history part for me. It's, you know, like, and then magic happened. And, you know, because it's like, oh, he was, you know, born in Seattle and, you know, and then he's, you know, there's, so it's all gray area there. And these, you know, so tell me what happened there. what tell me about your time in Seattle.
Well, I left Seattle when I was 17. I auditioned for, you mentioned Stephen Grappelli, who became my boss and my mentor and my teacher. During my late teens. And so I moved from Seattle to San Francisco during that time and played with David Grisman Quintet. Yeah. And then after that, I moved to Atlanta to play with the Dregs. I'm sure some Dregs fans out there.
Dregs, yeah.
And then after that, I moved to Nashville, became a Nashville sideman and session player for years until I released my own new Nashville Cats recording, and that sort of put me in the spotlight for the first time again. So that's the journey. It's amazing to be able to come back to Seattle and to celebrate, you know, my own personal journey with a lot of people that remember me playing around Seattle when I was a kid. You know, there's always somebody in the audience that will come up. Matter of fact, it happened several times last night. I saw you when you were a kid, play here, play there, that fair, or that little club. To bring my family back to Seattle to share the music together with old friends and fans here is really special. And to make it even more special, we did our second music video here in Seattle. Forrest, my son, wrote a song called Coming Home, and it's the title track to our album. And we thought about, you know, doing a video on this right from the very beginning. And when we realized that we're going to be in Seattle, oh my goodness, that is coming home for me. And I think for all of us, really, because it all started here. And so we went around the Seattle area, including Mount Lake Terrace, where I grew up, and went to the old elementary school where I skateboarded and played marbles. And we went to the places where that actually happened. And there is still intact from the 1960s. It's unbelievable. Wow. If I go into a time warp there.
Yeah.
And so we shot video there. So you all see that in our new music video coming out probably next month.
Oh, well, can you play that title cut to like wrap things up for us today?
Yes, Coming Home. So Forrest wrote this song for us, and this is the title track, and he's going to sing lead on it.
All right. The O'Connor Band is here in our studio session, and we're so glad. Enjoy.
Well, I'm still driving my daddy's van, my soul in the sky and my head in the sand, chasing a dream that withered long ago. I got aches in my back and aches in my heart when the music ends, the hurting starts, cause there ain't no freedom on an endless road. And I say, oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home with the next sweet sunrise up on high. Cause I'll be dead before I die if I'm on my own. So I'm coming home. Well, didn't you tell me all along that sticking around's what makes you strong? Cause love is more than just a new romance. And I ain't the boy you knew before, so when I end up standing at your door, I'm hoping you'll give me a second chance. And I say, oh Lord, oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home with the next sweet sunrise up on high. Cause I'll be dead before I die if I'm on my own. So I'm coming home. Thank you. I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home
with the next sweet sunrise up on high.
'Cause I'll be dead before I die if I'm on my own. So I'm coming home, I'm coming
home to you.
I'm coming home
with the next sweet sunrise.
'Cause I'll be dead before I die if I'm on my own. So I'm coming home.